I think we might be all together. Jorg, are you running this call?
Am I? Well,
well, okay. I don't know. Why not? I mean, I don't care.
I'm going to give it a try. Well,
yeah, good for you.
The question was, what are we up to concerning the face-to-face meeting in Durban? And I think there's just one singular crucial question that has to be asked and that could be discussed. And the question for me would be, do we want to go on with the DSSA? Do we want to perform analysis? Or do we want to stop at the point we are and referring to what the board's group risk management framework has done, respectively what Westlake has done? And I think that before someone, supposed to be me, I think, is chairing that face-to-face meeting in Durban, I want to have a clear picture about what the ops group is thinking. So basically what I would suggest to discuss right now is our opinion, what we want to do, and how to, let's say, guide the community or at least give them a picture of what the ops group thinks, try to get some feedback from them, and probably lead them to the same conclusion we got.
Jorg, why don't you hang on a second? That was a wonderful exposition, but it turns out Olivier isn't on the bridge, and I don't know if Costas has dialed in yet or not, but
we will have to dial in. You'll dial in a minute, but we're waiting for Olivier.
Yeah, okay. While we're waiting, I think you're absolutely right, Jorg. We're sort of at a fork in the road, and but why don't we hang on until we get Olivier on the call? Will.
Jorg and Mikey, maybe there is an intermediate solution. Say it's as the SOs and ACs mandated this group, go back to these groups, to the council and the committees, and seek their advice.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think the other, actually there's, so that's another one to add to the pile. I think a third one to add to the pile is what reaction, if any, we as the DSSA want to make to the Westlake report, which is...
Are we obliged to? Should we?
Well, I think that's the sort of the question of the day. I don't think we're obliged to, although it was sort of stated, I think, at the Beijing meeting that one of the steps in the work plan for the Westlake folks was to run their report both by their own committee and the DSSA. And so another thing to do is sort of react to that. I don't know if we're recording this call. I don't really care if we are, but I will tell you that my reaction to that report is extremely negative, and I'm still trying to figure out what, if any, reaction I'm going to publish about it. I feel like we've wasted a year waiting for this thing, and I find it to be extremely thin soup. Olivier, are you on the call now? I don't think he's on yet.
If he's not so far, just one question in between. I'm sure if I've gotten it right that, Mikey, you said that we are meant to consult the ESSEC and yet another group I already find.
Oh no, it's the domain, it's the DNS Risk Management Framework Committee.
Okay.
It's Bill Graham's committee.
Right.
And I think that the way the expectation was set in Beijing was that the Westlake report was going to come out and get reviewed by the community. And I think we're at least part of the community. I think that committee is also. And
no, I wasn't referring to that to the to a whether or not if we should comment on the report or not. That question is quite clear, and for sure we could and we should discuss about it. The question was, you were referring your very opening to the ESSEC and the DNS.
I didn't mean to mention the ESSEC. I don't know what I was. It's very early here, so just ignore that.
All right.
It's just an artifact. Pay no attention to what I say. I'll be quiet. Okay, is Olivier on now?
Christina is still trying to dial out to him.
God, Olivier is just Mr. Special, isn't he? No? Mark, are you in?
I am on.
Oh, well, way to go, Mark.
And Jim is not going to join us?
I think he may be on holiday. This is a big holiday week in the U.S.
Oh. All right, yeah, one day ahead of 4th of July, okay.
Well. Yeah, a lot of people take this whole week off, so he may just be out.
Well,
I don't know.
Olivier.
Why can't Olivier just dial in like everybody else does? What's so special about him, anyway?
Probably in Senegal right now or Timbuktu.
Nah, he's in London, you know? I mean, come on. He's a grown-up. He can handle this thing called a telephone. Give him a hard time about that when we're in Durban. Is everybody, well, Mark's not going to Durban. Is everybody else going to Durban?
I am.
Yeah, me too. I know Olivier is. Bart, are you going to Durban?
What do you think?
Yeah, well, I
to serve you.
Oh, fine. Yeah, I'm loving that.
cocktails for the ops group.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Yes, you know, actually, that image conjured up Bart, 19 feet tall, in a white jacket, black slacks. Boy, that would be great.
Maybe I'm going to rent it.
Oh, God, that would be so cool. You know, and a little silver tray with a couple of martini glasses on it.
Yeah.
God, that would be excellent. That would be incredible. Poor Christina. Well, at some point, we're running out of daylight. I think we go. And
Christina is typing.
Yeah, I know she is. Oh, she's not typing anymore. I mean, maybe we just go ahead and start talking, because I don't know what the problem is, but why don't you send Olivier the link and say, dial the phone. Yeah.
He knows the Adigo Bridge.
Okay, hi, this is Christina. I'm back in, but it seems like I'm not the host anymore, so I can't do the dial-out.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so let's move on, I think. probably the best thing to go forward.
Different systems? What do you mean different systems?
Yeah. You will try to dial it. That's good.
Well, that's nice. Different systems. What, the French don't participate in the international telephone dialing system? What's with that?
They do, but they really get you on payment.
Oh, do they?
Oh, yeah.
Even 800 numbers.
Oh,
or toll-free numbers.
Well,
I mean, you know, there's... God.
Yeah, for sure. They won't work from foreign countries. They just work in your country.
Yeah, but isn't there one for London and...
But they might be relinked to any local access.
Uh-huh. Well, there's this internet thing I've heard of.
Yeah. Fortunately,
France.
You don't have that working.
It looks like there's 2 800 numbers in France. What about Great Britain? Wherever they put it on the list. United Kingdom. There's an 800 number in the United Kingdom.
Hello, everyone.
Well, for heaven's sakes, Mr. Special. Hi there, Mr. Special.
I'm sorry. I'm happier receiving calls on my mobile because I have...
Oh, well, isn't that lovely?
Well, 6 hours of calls back-to-back means I'd have to take my laptop with me for a nature call, which doesn't... try doing that, holding your laptop with one hand, yeah?
I have a gizmo called the telephone that I use, you know? It's an interesting concept.
Anyway... All right. No, because I'm using Skype to dial in. That's why.
Cool. All right. Let's go.
So,
Jörg is in command.
Yeah. Let me try to rephrase what I said before for Olivier. I think it, that it's just to have one singular question
to pose to the audience at the face-to-face meeting, and that would be: should we go on with the DSSA or should we not? And what I would like to do in the first place is to come up with an opinion about that issue in the ops group to, well, probably lead the attendance to our opinion, or at least that we are in a position to clearly communicate what we think, what we should do, and to get some feedback from the community attending what they think we should do. So, and for this call, let's try to figure out what we are up to with respect to proceeding with the DSSA or to, well, stop it with a report and referring to the DNS RMF working group and what Westlake has done, and that we kind of obsolete in the face of what has been done and what is planned to be done in the forthcoming future. Mm-hmm. So, questions would be, and B, for the agenda, what Mikey came up with, he already commented on what he thinks about the value of the Westlake report, and we might feel that we do want to give feedback to the DNS RMF as part of the community, referring to what Westlake and their consultants have been doing. So according to that agenda, anything else we should discuss, Olivier?
No, thanks, Jörg. That's fine. That's a great agenda.
Okay. So any opinions about, in the face of the Westlake report, any remarks, comments, opinions, if or not the DSSA should commence? Nobody? Oops.
I see Mikey's hand up, and I've just put mine up.
Okay. I won't be able to control the Adigo room in, as well. So, Mikey, if you might help me out, I'm running it verbally, and you run it from the perspective of handling through the various hands up.
Oh, sure, I can run the queue.
Okay. That would be great.
Let me throw in a couple. I'm also not taking notes, so if anybody wants to be a scribe, that would be good, either Bart or Christina. Or
yeah, I'll take some notes.
Yeah, that would be great. Let me just sort of do a core dump of where I'm at. I'm pretty disappointed in the Westlake report. I feel like we could have gotten that report at Beijing. I think its level of detail is way too high to be of much use to anybody. I'm also pretty unhappy with the model that they've chosen because it's a centralized model. It's basically a traditional security management model, which is fine for a single organization that has complete command and control over all of its own resources, but you know, it doesn't really accommodate the sort of notion that ICANN is part of a larger ecosystem, and there doesn't seem to be much there. And then I've got a sort of long list of complaints about the way they've got three different methodologies glued together, one of which is a business methodology, the Kaplan-Meiks one, which the underpinnings of that methodology are the Kaplan balanced scorecard strategic planning methodology. They seem to have scrapped that and stapled on two other methodologies, one of which is ISO 31000, which is a for-pay methodology, which means I don't think we can distribute it to anybody except people inside of ICANN without incurring license fees. So I got a whole rant about that. And then thrown into that mishmash, they've got the old Systems Engineering Institute Systems Development Maturity Model, which was developed in 1993, I think, and became the basis of Carnegie Mellon's Software Engineering Institute and was discarded about 10 years later as being impossible to implement. And they've kind of reworded that a little bit. So it's just, you know, I'm pretty unhappy. That said, I wrote Bill an email, which I accidentally encrypted, and so he couldn't decrypt it. And when I sent the one in clear, he didn't respond. But I did raise the question with Bill, you know, hey, Bill, can we, like, go? Can we, the DSSA, proceed? It seems like what we're doing is relatively consistent with ISO 31000. It's, you know, NIST 800 and ISO 31000. It's kind of like the difference between a Ford and a Chevrolet in terms of methodology. There are differences, but they're pretty minor. So I was sort of hoping for an answer from Bill before this call, but I haven't got one. That said, I could go either way on proceed or stop. And I kind of like Bart's suggestion, which is sort of an intermediate step might be to go back to our respective ACs and SOs and ask them. I think one of the interesting puzzlers, Bart, is if we get a split decision. You know, what if the NRO and the SSEC say stop, and you know, the GNSO and the CCNSO and the ALAC say go, then what do we do?
I think you lack, in my view, you would lack the support, and then, yeah, the other three need to reconsider whether to reconstituted.
About that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's right.
it's even that is a signal that, say, the broad support we had around the Brussels and post-Brussels meeting is lacking.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, and I I'm not sure what the support level is, but certainly the momentum is completely gone.
Yeah.
I mean, we've basically stopped for a year. And getting that momentum spun up again, I think, even in the face of broad support, I think is going to be difficult. We'd have to repopulate the group because, you know, many people have moved on to new jobs or new roles. So I'm certainly not the rabid fan of continuing that I was 6 months or a year ago. I think it's going to be a lot of work to get this thing spun up. And, you know, there are people in the GNSO, certainly Chuck Gomes, who was one of the drivers and one of the charterers of this, will be extremely disappointed if we come back and say we're stopping where we are. But I think he's also a realist. I think he.
Yeah, but maybe I don't know about Chuck currently, but say within the. Say in that sense, say the whole atmosphere, so the environment has changed.
Yeah.
And say building on that, say I had another question, maybe.
I'm not paying any attention to the queue. Let me get through Olivier and Jorg, and then circle back. Sorry about that. Olivier, go ahead.
Hand up.
Yeah. I've been delinquent.
Thank you very much. It's Olivier here for the transcript, and Mikey, I will get you back in Durban, and you will not speak for a while. or maybe I won't be able to. I must admit, I've just scoped quickly through the Westcliff report, and like you, Mikey, I'm not totally convinced. I mean, it looks like the parts which I have found to be of much interest were the ones with, you know, the tables which they had on page, I think it was 32 and 36, 37 and 40, 41. The process for control, you know, the DNS risk management process that they describe there. The DNS risk management framework that they describe in there seems to be mostly just taken straight off standard risk management courses, sort of standard stuff that you get out in books, models and things like that to explain the framework that they're proposing, sort of textbook stuff. Then the DNS risk management process appears to be something that's a lot more targeted at ICANN, and that's the three tables that they've put there with the controllable risks, the external events, and the strategic risk. I'm not quite sure I agree with all. I agree with some of the responsibilities they put in there. I'm not sure I agree with all of the responsibilities that they put in there, especially as to who decides what and who implements or flags things. Then the appendices, again, is just standard ISO 3100 management process, etc. So I'm not that convinced about this altogether, and I think that we do need to look at the 10 pages from 31 to 41 that the DNS risk management process is explaining, and perhaps even comment on this. Now, with regards to the work of the DSSA working group itself, it was indeed to be expected if the group was to suspend its work for a year that it was going to be hard to get it restarted. I'm, like you, of course, less eager to continue than I used to be because there's just so many other things that have since taken up the space of the time that was taken on the DSSA. Perhaps there would be a need to find out again from the chartering groups if they believe there is a task at hand to pursue after the report that we've written. and maybe instead of just leaving it as an open thing, we'll suggest that the DSSA could help in dealing with this DNS risk management process or having a consultory option on, not consultory, but sort of basically overlook the work of Westlake and of what's been given over to us here. I just wanted to mention that aside from this, I'm now also in the ACRT, and one of the work streams, the Security and Stability and Resiliency Review Team Recommendation Review, looks at the SSR recommendations and is going to look at them very closely. And one of the things that we're looking at is the DSSA's report as well. I have advocated that this takes place. We're just four people on that: David Conrad, Demi Greshko, Avery Doria, and myself. But there is a concern that some of the stability questions with regards to the DNS and some of the input that the SAC has recently, some of the recommendations that the SAC have recently sent, don't appear to be taken at face value. And the board turns back to the community and asks, is this really true? What do you think? An example being the the dotless domain question. So bit of a question mark here from me, but that's what I can contribute at the time at the moment. Thank you.
Thanks, Olivier. Just a comment on those tables. I found it easier to read them when I realized that the three processes that they've described are 90 to 95% identical across the three risk types. And I think one of the things that would be really helpful is to have them relay out that stuff so that the 5% that changes could be shown, because it's basically the that's one of my complaints about this report, is that Kaplan Mikes are very grouchy about the, quote, checklist methodologies, unquote, but then our Westlake folks have basically taken a checklist methodology, ISO 31000, and cranked all three risk types into it. So I can go on and on. Anyway, Bart, I tell you what, Bart, let me get Mark in there, just because he's so shy and reticent, you know. I'd love to hear from Mark, and then I'll come back to you, Bart.
Oh, I'm not sure if I'm shy or reticent. I'm just...
Go ahead.
So as I was going through this, I'm a little bit of an outsider on this, is that maybe the thing to do is to see how things go with how people feel about how the report is received in the Durban meeting. And if the report is not very well received, then the powers that be ought to say, well, we need to reconstitute the SSA because this isn't working. Since we've been running on these dual tracks, and they've kind of essentially thrown all that really good work that you've done to the side, Mikey. And I'm just wondering if that would be a reasonable way of going forward.
Now that's an interesting option. I hadn't thought about that. Okay. Jörg got in front of Bart. I don't know how that happened. Anyway, Jörg and then Bart.
Okay, Jörg for a transcript. To put it bluntly, I think we should stop. To comment on the report, I think that it's a little bit more icon focused than we guys were. It's clearly been built on what we've done before. It's not halfway as fast or as advanced as we were, but they clearly build on what we have been doing, and they just came up with some minor differences, like, for example, choosing ISO instead of NIST. For me, for example, we came up with
a variety of risks, not only with respect to ICANN itself, but for the community, for all stakeholders as a whole. What the report currently is doing, they just propose that certain risks may be may come down the way by brainstorming from some experts, by community input. They don't have them, and they could get them from the work we have been doing. And the next proposal they put into the room was that an advisory committee should analyze the risk. Well, we would have been one of those communities that, or advisory groups or working group, whoever, who could have done that. But I assume that probably somebody else, this advisory committee, whoever this might be, could do it better than we can and could do it better than we've shown that we are in a position to. And I assume that we could not accelerate speed, that we could not summon all of the community we had when we first started out. So analyzing the different problems that are clear for us with respect to the DNS, to analyze them would, to my point of view, would be hard for this group. It could nevertheless be done by the advisory committee that the report has been proposing. And by the way, if somebody is interested, well, then we just might raise our hands to be part of the advisory committee. Finally, I think with the very start from setting up this DNS risk management framework working group, this was kind of a countermeasure to what the DSSA has been doing. I don't know whether this was intentionally or by accident, no way, but nevertheless, the conclusion for me is clear. We are working in parallel. What the Westlake report has been showing is built on what we have been doing so far. It's nothing new. It's short in a lot of it falls short in a lot of places where we have been doing a lot of more work. And I would just hand over the work we've been doing to the proceedings of Westlake. Or somebody should stop this group with reference to they're not coming to terms, they are not delivering what everybody in the community is expecting them to do, and, well, let us do our work. So basically my message would be it's one or the other. It doesn't make sense to have both of them. And we are leaking momentum. And that's why I would suggest the higher or the more hierarchy group, the more authorized group should go on. Thanks.
Thanks, York. Bart, at last, your turn.
I had a question because I haven't read it, the Westlake, but it's more a process question. Is, say, assume the Westlake will finalize its report and then submit it to the board committee. What will happen next? Is somebody going to live up to the recommendations of Westlake, or does the board committee do anything? And say, if they commission again another study, and then we go back to, say, Jörg's argument, is that going to run in parallel as well, or should we do something really brave and that, say, ICANN, say, the board committee, together with say, some folks from the community, set up a steering group and let somebody else do the real handwork of drilling down? Because I think if you look at the way we moved So I've been thinking about it. The last 6 months, say when the DSSA was still very active, say we were moving forward very slowly because we got into the nitty-gritty details. And as soon as we should pick up this work again, maybe at first we will have some momentum, but along the way, because that's going to be very detailed and long-term, along that path we'll lose again the volunteers. So, and that's the good thing of having volunteers on the one hand side, but the downside is the continuity is really at risk.
Thanks, Bart. I think one of the interesting differences and maybe one of the underlying questions between what we were trying to do and what the board risk management committee is trying to do, or the DNS risk management, is we were trying to build a decentralized framework where once we turned the crank one cycle, at least in my mind, you know, our next step was basically to do a pilot test of our methodology, and presuming that we knocked some rough edges off of it, at least in my mind, I was thinking that we would then give that methodology away to the broader community and not, certainly not do all that heavy lifting. I agree, there's no way to do all that. The Westlake approach is extremely centralized and is saying that everything comes together in those committees. And
objection. Excuse me, Mike.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I think they are not centralized in a way. What they are icon focused. They are not considering the risk we saw when we looked at the DNS as a whole. We saw loads of risks stemming from the way, for example, operators run DNS. Those guys, they are really focused on ICANN and to deal and handle the risks that ICANN is facing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that I would agree wholeheartedly. Olivier, go ahead.
Thank you, Mikey. It's Olivier here. I was going to say exactly what Jörg just mentioned. The work that we did, if you recall, was to respond to the allegations that the DNS was about to collapse. And the work that Westlake did was to prepare something for ICANN to look at its immediate risks. That's a different mandate. However, I agree that they've somehow fallen short of what needs to be done. I'm just very concerned that their proposed methods are very top-down, very centralized, as you said. Although you could say, well, does ICANN risk management need to be very top-down and very centralized? I'm not quite sure how that works with the multi-stakeholder model, how that works with the width that this community has with all the SOs and ACs. And I'm quite concerned that this method will not be providing the safeguards which ICANN needs to have, and certainly will not provide the transparency that ICANN needs to have in tackling those matters. Very concerned about this. Let's just deal with the risks that we believe, rather than let's just deal with the risks that are real. Thank you.
And let me then jump on to something that Bart... Bart, you're in the queue. Hang on a second. I want to answer another question that you raised the last time around, which is what's proposed. In the report, basically what they're saying is, well, we've done the very top level. We've done the risk management framework. And now there's this pyramid of ever larger pieces of work that need to be done. And they lay out a very sketchy sort of sequence of events. It reads a lot like a, you know, when I used to be in the consulting business, I used to say, oh, this is paid marketing. I got paid to write my marketing brochure because, you know, the heavy lifting is embedded in the subsequent reports that they propose. So I'm pretty grumpy about the level of detail that they actually produced. So with that, back to you, Bart.
Maybe Olivier's comments triggered something. Is maybe that's the message to send to the risk management committee itself. Say the view, at least of the DSSA, that say the work of the DSSA is far broader and it is around DNS risk and not so much ICANN risk, and it's more a matter of the board committee what it really wants, because that's probably the underlying difference between the two methodologies or what DSSA has done and what Westlake has done. And have that discussion with the community and where the board committee wants to take it. If it's an ICANN-focused one, then at least you need to be, say, the community needs to be aware or needs to follow what's happening and to what extent it impacts them as part of, say, the ecosystem as partners of and as peers of ICANN. And if you would follow the DSSA thread, then it's a combined effort, and then you come into, say, then you can change the games that ICANN is really supporting the others, say, because they got the funds, etc.
I would say that we said that right at the very beginning. You know, in our comments, I think the problem is that there was no graceful way for us to work in parallel with them while this was being developed, and so we stopped. And now that we've stopped, I don't know if we've got the momentum and the support in the community to restart.
What I meant is not, so I'm not suggesting that we should run in parallel, but it's more a question of, say, making very clear of the two differences to the community and ask, say, what is really the purpose of this board risk management framework?
I don't know that I want to take that on politically. Little volunteer DSSA taking on the board? Thanks for that suggestion, Bart. You just want to watch me go through the meat grinder, don't you? I mean, you know, where's the political upside to that? That seems like suicide to me. I mean, I think it's correct, but, you know, I certainly don't have the appetite to take on the board.
No, but I think it's that you have, say, there is a diverging view on say what Westlake produced and what the DSSA has produced, and on the role of the entities involved in the ecosystem.
Right. But, you know, just to play devil's advocate, I mean, how does that get resolved? Who breaks that tie?
I think the first question is, or the first point is, at least to raise it.
Yeah, how do we raise it without looking like whiners?
You don't look like a whiner if you can point out to, say, the report that has already been produced.
Well, both reports, right? know, I think we're in a very awkward political position here. You know, we produced, a pretty good report, and I think we run the risk of saying, well, we think our report is better than yours, and here's why, and looking like complainers.
No, because it's I think the DSSA was so graceful to stop and allow Westlake to produce its report, and depends very much on how the board committee perceives the report itself.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, if the board committee has a similar reaction to ours, then I think the political landscape changes quite a bit.
Yeah.
Mark's got a good point in the chat, which is I think we should stop unless the powers that be want this group reborn.
Yeah.
And everything else is swimming upstream. I think that pretty much nails it for me, too. I see swimming upstream against a torrent and an unbelievable political downside.
Yeah, no, but I agree, but maybe it's something to check with Bill Gray and the others, how they view, say, very informally, how they view Westlake's report.
Yeah, but think about the political situation they're in. You know, I mean, they're gonna have to stand up and say, "Well, we handed the ball to these people and they did a crummy job." I don't know. I suppose they could do that, but there's not a lot of political upside in that either.
No, but continuing, say with a report you don't believe in is probably even worse.
Yeah, that's true. Olivia, you've been pretty patient. You should realize that this is an unstructured conversation, not structured.
Thanks,
just
Mike.
Jump in.
I've actually not been just jumping in. I've been bouncing up and down against the wall, against the ceiling, hearing you say what you just said now. I'm really sorry, Mikey, but I don't recognize you. What's going on? The political harmony or something, you're concerned about the politics of things?
No. It's not political harmony.
If we say that the report falls short, in our view, the report falls short of what we had expected from it, I don't think there's anything politically incorrect about it. If the board thinks that the report that they have commissioned is crap, then they should say that it is crap. I'm totally against them actually saying, yeah, let's go along, because if we say it's crap, it's going to put us in a politically bad position. I don't care about the political position of board members. I care about ICANN. I care about the fact that this organization has to work. And if we're going to be in that framework, I'm really sorry, but ICANN is going down the drains at that point. This is a very dangerous path to follow. So I really think that if we believe that there is we have a different mandate and the mandate is separate, then maybe we should ask, as you mentioned, you know, ask the political powers that be. And in fact, I see that Mark says unless the powers that want this group reborn, we should end. Yes, but let's see who the powers are, because is it the board? Is it the community? Is it the GNSO? Is it the ALAC? Is it the chartering organizations of the DSSA? I personally think that it's the chartering organizations of the DSSA that should be choosing what they want to do with it. And I think that the board ultimately has nothing to say about this. We are in a bottom-up system here. And we have to remember this. I'm sorry to sound really insistent here, but this is a dangerous path we're following here, Mikey. I'm really sorry.
That's fine. I don't disagree with you. I think that gets back to the question I posed right at the beginning. What if two of the five say stop and three of the five say go? Then what? That's where I'm concerned, is that we...
I
think that the path through this is probably right, that we probably need to go into Durban and listen and explore and see what the reaction to the report is, and check with our constituents and check back with ourselves and stay in pretty close touch on this. But I will say that...
If two of the five say yes, and three of the five say no, or the other way around, I think that's a strong enough signal for the board to seriously look at it. And at that point, the board can make a decision what they want to do. But I'm totally against the board deciding and pushing down the throat of everyone in ICANN that they want to go in one way but not the other way, when there's been a previous process that was community-driven that started things up.
Can I jump in?
Joe, go ahead. Don't disagree, Olivier.
Okay. I'm way off not to take the responsibility I've taken before. But nevertheless, I think it was a really good suggestion to go back to our charge risk and ask them what they would expect us to do. Just let me remind you that it is true that we've been chartered for a very special situation, that the DNS is in danger. Okay, so we started working. What happened then? Then all of a sudden, the board chartered their own working group. And guess what? This working group has a far broader scope than we have. So it's a legitimate question to ask our charterers what we should do. We feel that now, at this point in time, we are way ahead of what the DNS Risk Management Framework Group has been doing. But they may come down that way either. The only thing they would need is more time. They would probably set up the advisory committee. They would get input from the community, what is in danger. They could get all of our assessments, what problems within the DNS might occur, and they could get on moving. But I think really it's crucial for us to find out and to figure out whether our charterers really believe that our mission is completed because somebody else sets up something that is far broader from its scope, or if we should go on, or attention, way out, or if we or a chartered group, a newly chartered group within our charters and stakeholder groups, SRs and ACs, could probably be a part of this advisory committee to analyze risks. Because what we have been chartered to was nothing less and nothing else, just to analyze risk. We've done a lot of things more. We proposed a risk management framework and so forth. But in the first place, we weren't meant to. That's what we have been doing. And I just want to make, I would love to get some guidance from our charterers. And if they feel that the DNS Risk Management Framework Working Group might fall short, even if they would have had more time and if they would proceed, well, then they should recharter a group and set up something else, because, well, probably the DNS or the board's group scope wasn't wide enough for the ACs and SOs. I don't know why, but nevertheless, we would need some momentum. We do not have the momentum to do yet another analysis, and what I feel and what I see is if the board is driving that thing, then we could, for example, hire somebody as a consultant or whatever to really focus and work in a concentrated manner on the issue of analyzing any risks. And I really doubt that this group in its current status is in a position to analyze risk and to that, and even to do some test risk analysis. I doubt that.
It's 5 minutes to the hour. I have a pretty good sense of where we're at. I think we're all sort of in the same place. It's clear that we've got to go let the DNS RMF report, the Westlake report, play out a little bit longer and sort of see what is going on in Durban. We may be able to draw some of those threads to a close in our meeting on Thursday. And I may even be able to go to that meeting. the meeting that conflicted with it is starting to get not very interesting, and so I may not have a role in it. So I may be able to just chug right into that. But, you know, I think this has been helpful, at least for me, to get a sense of things. And I'm assuming we've recorded this call. And I'm thinking that I send the link to the call to Bill and say, hey, Bill, you might want to listen to what we had to say. You've got any guidance for us? We'd sure love it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think this has been a really helpful discussion, and it's...
So, hey, Mikey?
Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
Just to go a little bit further, would it be good to say to Bill, saying, hey, look, we're going to shut down because of where things are going, and if this needs to be reconstituted, then the powers that be need to get it restarted. Do we want to go that far?
I don't know if we want to go there quite yet. One of the things I want to do is check with the powers that be, sort of see what their temperature is. I mean, you know, I know folks like Chuck Gomes are going to be very disappointed if this ends. And so I want to touch bases with folks like him, but I also want to touch bases with the rest of the council and folks in the constituencies and stuff like that. I think Olivier's points were very well taken, especially from the ATRT2 standpoint, which is, in a way, we do have sort of a fundamental puzzler between the top-down versus bottom-up. So I'm not sure I'm quite ready to put the choice to Bill in quite that stark a manner yet, but at the same time, I do pretty acutely feel the lack of momentum, and I really like your idea of checking to see where the momentum might come from before we go quite that far. I mean, I'm okay with doing it as a kind of a rhetorical device, but the answer might be, nah, go ahead and shut down, and we don't have any choices, you know.
So to sum it up, Mikey, that would mean we try to conduct a very open face-to-face meeting in Durban where basically we would do exactly the same thing we've been doing today. We ask the attendees to deliver whatever they think as a feedback to the DNS risk management framework report, if they feel comfortable with it, yes or no. And we ask them in a very open manner what they feel we should do as a DSSA. Should we stop? Should we wait? Should we go on working? Should we try to set up a new group working on an analysis? Just very openly ask what the community is thinking about, how to proceed.
Yeah, I think that's great, with lots of hallway conversation leading up to it.
Yeah, and as a real topic as well in the options, go back to the chartering organization.
Yeah.
I think that is the real question, because they need to, if the DSSA is going to restart again, they need to find the new blood.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And then one last question, and this is a personal question. I've got a pretty good grouchy draft of a personal response to the Westlake report, which I haven't decided what to do with. Anybody got any good advice for me? Should I keep my powder dry? Should I launch this thing? You've sort of heard the sketch of it in my early comments. You think that's a useful thing to get out, or should I hold back? Any? No need to answer now, but if you think of anything, let me know. I think I got to go off and do community outreach.
Mikey, it's okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. It's Olivia here. Just two questions. One, is there going to be a wider DSSA working group call, or is that the only one? Well, because this is an ops call. So
yeah.
Are we going to have a wider call with the whole DSSA before Durban? That was the first question. The second one is, will you start launching then the process of asking the chartering organizations formally? Because I heard you mention that you would speak in the corridors and so on, but I mean, obviously there you'll get independent opinion from different people, but no actual process to find out if this group should continue forward or not.
I'm a little reluctant to launch much that's formal until we've got a better sense of where the board committees at. I don't want to put them in a instant confrontation until we've got a chance for some of this to play out.
Okay.
In Durban. I wasn't thinking of a call between now and Durban for the whole DSSA. That seems difficult to put together. People are starting to... So at least my vantage point, no, I wasn't thinking about that.
So maybe sharing the notes of this meeting, it's Olivia here, sharing the notes of this meeting with the whole of the DSSA, so at least they're aware, and I know we will have DSSA members that will be in place in Durban, make sure that they're aware of what our discussion was about. Thanks.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And I think the easiest way may be to just publish the transcript of this call.
Another thing we might want to do is to resurrect the ops group's call at least straight after Durban. So let's try to process what we learn in Durban and try to figure out what our next steps would be. And this clearly means just to make sure that we got time and that it wouldn't be as complicated as it was to set up this call. So let's try to stick to the times we had and the dates we had before, and make at least some ops calls to get a clear view what our next steps would be in review of Durban.
That's a great idea, Christina and Bart. Could you just light up those calls? Maybe wait a week after Durban and then fire up that schedule again.
No problem at all.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Okay, gang. It's great getting back together. I'll see you all in Durban, except for Mark.
All right. See you, Mike. Thanks for taking over.
Oh, God.
I appreciate it, you know.
Oh, God. Okay. We're going to have a beer over that one. Okay, gang. See you later.
Surf by far, right?
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.